Bible says the highest praise belongs to Jesus. It says, look around, for all creation will testify of who he is. Whether it's the tree or the fish or the animals or the field, we as his creation surely must give God praise and glory. Our mouth, we've been designed to exalt him. Vocal cords and hallelujah, that can produce notes.
Thank you.
We don't deserve it. We've wronged God. We've wronged one another. And God still forgives. He doesn't give us what we deserve. We deserve punishment. But he says, I'll dance. He even sings, the scripture says, over us. And he pours out grace. We don't deserve it. But he loves us. Says that he is known as Almighty God, as the creator of all that we see and even the things that we don't see. But there is another realm, hallelujah, a spiritual realm that we don't see with our eyes. But our spirits testify who we are. That's what the scripture says. When we were saved, when we gave our lives to the Lord, when we accepted this mercy and grace that he's given us, it says that our very spirit testifies with God that we are his, that we belong now to another, that the King himself has invited us in. I love to worship God. But even if the voice is gone, hands can be extended. We fall down prostrate on the floor. We bow before God that he will be worshipped. He alone is great, and there is no other. To you alone, O God, will lift my hands, to I lift my voice, and my heart belongs to you, God.
All right.
the gospel